was an aggressive clap for an intro.
For a reminder to get going and get talking.
So who sang that song? You can't always get what you want.
Well, I don't know.
You try sometimes. You just might find I might you get what you need. No, I think it's the lead singer from the Rolling Stones, which is
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. And but it was someone else. Who did he do it with? It wasn't David Bowie. Anyway. Good song, especially in terms of what we're going to talk about now.
Well, do you want to start what we're going to talk about now?
Yeah, we're going to talk about
betrayal. How to rebuild,
how to get things back on track, after that
sort
of stuff.
You feel a sense of betrayal. So maybe we need to talk about what is betrayal. Is betrayal going against, like, your perception that somebody has gone against your value systems? Is that what betrayal is?
Yeah.
Because betrayal is like, hey, this is what we've kind of agreed on, or this is the I don't know, our values, and then you've gone against them.
Yeah, so we meet people at their value systems. When we meet someone, the reason we connect with them is because our value systems align, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet someone and they become like your bestie, and you're going along and everything's really good, and then one day they just say something that goes against your value systems, you just want to eradicate them from your life and get them out of your life, right? So I think it's important for people to understand that we meet at our value systems. That's where we meet.
So what do you mean they eradicate them from your life? If
they say something that just goes against your value systems, you just think, oh my God, I thought you were my best friend and I thought we were, you know, like brothers and you were the brother I never had. I can't believe you.
Does that happen though?
Like that. Yeah,
that you get rid of them completely out of your life?
Yeah. Yeah. I've done it.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a... people have different values and you don't align with everybody's, all of their values all the time.
No. When we meet someone and we connect with them, we align with them, 25% of our values is the same as 25% of theirs.
Yeah.
And we know that if you were left on a desert island with your worst enemy, within 6 weeks, your value systems would align and you'd fall in love.
Get that.
So... we meet at our value systems and things fall apart at our value systems.
Yeah.
And sometimes people have values that if you don't have a level of emotional intelligence, for sure you will push the person out of your life. I've done it.
You're not saying somebody who's been in your life, it might be, because I know we've all done that in some ways, but it's just not just like, hey, I'm against your value system, is going to kick you out. It's like what do you mean by that? I just need to get clear with that.
Well, what I mean is that if you're going along in life and you have, for example, a buddy that you're really close with, this is something that happened to me, and then one day I saw him hit his kid, and then I realized, I just don't want that in my life. It's not something that I want. And what was important to him was, you know, I understood the situation he'd come from, but what was important to him was that the child needed to be controlled and put in their place and da-da-da-da.
So you didn't see that element of him, obviously, in the early
days.
So something's happened and a big value of yours has what was perceived to be aligned didn't feel aligned. And it was something, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not something that you could overcome in a conversation or in any of that sort of stuff, because it was like a thing that was deeply ingrained within him that was important.
Yeah.
So as a result of that, because it didn't align with you, you were like, okay, this and me and him are not going to ever have that level of friendship. Okay, got it. Yeah. So it's not just...
No, the simple fact that I'd seen it happen, like I just could not come.
Yeah, but
I was like, no.
Yeah.
I even if we were to sit down and talk, I can't undo that.
No.
I can't undo what I saw.
But
there. People
make mistakes.
Of
course. So, like, I know in my... thing for me as well is how people treat kids. I'm very... It's a visceral thing that if I'm around somebody who talks badly to their kids, I've only had maybe about 4 or 5 people in my life that I really feel like, I literally can't hang around you because you speak this way. So I get that. I understand what you're saying. It's like it's not just like, overnight.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's something that's happened. A value of theirs has emerged that really misaligns with yours, so you push people away.
Yeah.
Yep, got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think when it comes to, it's really all about value systems and understanding your value systems. And when people are in relationships, and for example, their partner, because I deal with this a lot, their partners have affairs. And what happens is that they say, one of the things a person will commonly say to you is that, I never thought you would do something like that. You know, or I never thought she would do something like that. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that we have every trait and characteristic inside of ourselves.
So everyone's capable of everything. Everybody has all of the traits. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reality also is that we're all having affairs all the time anyway. And
something that you at times value more than your relationship.
Well, there's something else outside of the relationship where your needs are getting met,
mm-hmm.
and that aren't getting met within the relationship.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's work.
Yeah, sometimes it's a person's career.
Yeah, sometimes it's hanging out with the boys.
Sometimes it's hanging out with the boys. Sometimes, girls. And so socializing.
Sometimes it's the kids.
Yeah, for sure. You can have an affair with your children. Sometimes people are having affairs with their mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are having an affair with their fathers. And I don't mean they're...
That's not a sexual thing. It's more of a time... where time is given and energy is focused. Yeah.
So the mother gives the child something that the partner can't give them.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you talking affair in the sense of...
Well, that's what an affair is. An affair is where you're getting a need met outside...
But everybody gets needs met.
That's what I'm outside. Saying. Everybody's having affairs.
But an affair is more like it's almost like a concentrated thing. Because everybody's having them all the time.
Yeah.
Because no one person is ever going to meet all of your
That's
needs.
Right.
It's not possible, right?
That's exactly right.
So everybody's doing that, but that there can be a balance of that, right? Mm. A balance of understanding that people get their needs met in different places. However, to me, an affair is, okay, this is a next level. I am putting an excessive amount of energy into work or into going out with boys or into... just making sure my mum has everything at all times and da-da-da, whatever it is. And I feel like the affair is, like, really out, like, being more excessive than the norm in terms of the balance. Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. And so those things are getting met somewhere else. So, like, if I'm dealing with a couple where there's been an affair...
And you're talking sexual affair.
And I always know where the wife feels that the husband is always at work. You know, and, you know, the question I always ask is, okay, was he always like that? If they go, yes, he was, then that's the person that you met and you knew that, yes. So you know then that work is really important to him because he's been able to articulate it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're actually okay with that happening. Yes, I am. Okay, but if a person is not okay with it happening, it's because the person who's engulfed in work has not been able to articulate to the partner what working gives them. Or the partner can't see what working gives them. This is why it's so important to sit down and at the beginning of a relationship, get really, really clear about your value systems. And even if you're not getting into a relationship, you should be very clear with your value systems and what is important to you anyway. Because your self-worth lies in your value systems and you understanding what that value system brings in terms of how you feel about yourself and how you value yourself.
So then the normal sort of going along in the friendship or relationship or whatever is we have an understanding of our values. And like you and your buddy had an understanding, even if it wasn't overtly spoken about understanding of your values, right?
Yeah.
The betrayal part is, no, these were the things that we agreed on, even if they were unspoken. And oftentimes... I think too many people in their relationships leave it unspoken, and that's why, you know, conflict happens in the relationship when there's not clear communication about the values, right?
Right.
But let's say they're spoken or unspoken, there's a set of values. When somebody goes against those values, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, you were going to label that as betrayal.
Yeah.
Because what betrayal actually is not, it's the betrayal in your eyes because the value that you have perceived was shared is not shared. Or the value that you perceive was understood by the other person. Like, let's say they don't share the value of honesty, right? Mm-hmm, but let's say it's understood that my value is honesty. You're going to go against that value that, in my view, will be betrayal because it's against... what we've agreed or what we've understood to be a shared value. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're saying? Mm-hmm. Okay. So if that's the case, and then that happens, and there's been a disconnect and a going against of the shared values or the understood values of the other person, mm-hmm. what happens? What do you need to do to come back from that? I know what I speak to my clients about, but how do you communicate to them about, well, if that's happened, what are the things that you communicate to the client about?
Well,
let's say the person who's actually been betrayed, for example, because oftentimes they're the ones that come in and go, hey, this has happened to me. Mm-hmm. I've been betrayed. How do you handle that with them?
Well, normally what I'll do is that I will sit down and have a conversation about value systems. And I'll say to them, look, when you guys met, there were certain shared values. So let's work out what they were. They work out what those values are. And let's say one of the values is communication and you feel he doesn't communicate. Well, I would get you to articulate to your partner why communication is so important to you, so that in doing that, you're articulating its value to you, but you're also allowing them to respect and understand why that value needs to be met. Now, what that does then is it shows the person, the other partner, that you have a high value on yourself and you have a high understanding on yourself, but it also shows you that you have a high value on yourself and a high understanding of yourself. And what happens as a result of understanding what's important to you is that the person naturally starts to fall in love with themselves again and doesn't have an expectation on the other person to make them love themselves. So what
love
they're
them.
Yeah, love them. So what they're doing is that they're taking back their values and they're falling back in love with themselves. And the reason a value gets challenged, be through a person's actions, their words, or their behaviors, is because the person whose values are being challenged has no value on themselves.
Mm.
So really, you know, when infidelity happens within a relationship, it's all about one of the partners has handed over their power through an expectation, generally of an expectation that the other person understands what's important to them. You have to understand that no one else is ever going to tell you how important your values are to you. You have to articulate that to yourself. You have to know what's important to you. You have to understand the value that you have on you. And you have to when you do that, you're going to be less likely to abandon those values, more likely to negotiate them as opposed to abandon them. And negotiation of values is very important in relationships. Abandoning is how relationships fall apart. And when a person abandons their values, what will happen is that someone else will come in and fill those shoes. If a person gives up on themselves, because what happens to people when they fall in love with someone? First thing they do is they stop hanging out with their friends, they stop going to gym, they stop seeing their parents, they hand over all their values.
They stop being themselves.
Stop being themselves. And now that person is not the person that the other person met. Now you're someone else. Now, we do this because generally we come from a line of people that have done it. But when a person has emotional intelligence and understands who they are and what they bring to the relationship, and they have value in what they bring to the relationship, they're going to first off attract a partner that does the same thing. And they're not going to, and in doing that, they're going to be able to meet in their values and communicate with a high level of emotional intelligence and self-worth. So when relationships fall apart, it's actually an amazing opportunity for both people to be able to take back their value systems and declare their value and their worth to the world around them. And it allows them to fall in love with themselves, because you never fall in love with another person, you fall in love with you. And ultimately, when somebody comes in when a partner goes and leaves and has an affair, it's an exercise in the person who feels they've been cheated on actually taking back their value. And you need to know how to do that. Like, you can't just go, well, I value this. You have to fully be able to articulate to yourself why these things are so important to you. And when you do this, you realize that you don't need your partner. You don't go out and marry someone because you need them. You marry someone because you want to share values with them and your life with them.
So basically what you're saying, and I kind of agree, is that the...
It sounds like you wanted to get on here to argue with me about this.
I didn't. Sure? I just want to make sure that we're on the same page, because I can understand how... Like, as I know, I've worked with tons of people who've had this scenario happen to them.
They're
And there's a couple of things. There's something going on for each party because there's two people in a relationship at the end of the day. You can't be just one person. The person who perceives that they've been betrayed, they're every single time with every single person that I have communicated with has had this happen, they have not been able to communicate their values. So when I said about the understood values, it might be understood in your own head, but you haven't actually communicated it, or you haven't been on the same page around the other person with it. And then the other thing that happens is that there's an expectation oftentimes for the other person to be something that they're not. And I'm just thinking of maybe the last maybe two or three couples that I've worked with, one party in the relationship, and oftentimes what happens is the feminine energy doesn't sit in the feminine energy. They're sitting in and trying to control the situation and sitting in not knowing how to be in the feminine or the it's like trying to take control and then having an expectation of the partner to be XYZ, right? And this is not in any way, and I think sometimes when we speak about this, people, when we speak about anything, sometimes it can come across as, oh, you're blaming the person that that's happened to. Do you know what I mean? And I think that even in some of our ads that we did recently about the relationship event that we had, right, people are like going, why is the man pointing to the woman? Like it's like there was a lot of people, like social media is a stupid place like for that sort of stuff anyway. Everyone's pointing at the. So it's not about pointing the fingers at what's happened and the person that it's happened to, but everybody has to take responsibility. And the person, oftentimes we get the people who've had that happen to them come to us and go, what's going on? Why did this happen to me? Well, what is the part that you play? And the part that you play is generally not having the communication of values. But even before that, not having the self-worth to understand what your values are, know what your values and live those values and then communicate them to your partner. And secondly, having high expectations that your partner is supposed to be all these things. And the partner who cannot handle that will oftentimes go and find the thing that they were attracted to in their partner in the first place, which is their independence or their worth or their femininity, whatever it is. So the responsibility of the person who's been betrayed is to understand their values and communicate in terms of their values and not have the expectations on another person to do that for them. If I'm in a relationship, I'm thinking you're supposed to give me all the my attention or make me feel worthy, then that is repulsive to another person. It's not their job to do that. On the party of the person who is doing the betraying, that person there has also not communicated their values, has also not said, hey, this is not the deal that we made when we came together.
You're not the person that I met.
You're not the person that I met.
When I met you, you were independent. Given up all your values. Yeah. When I met you, you used to go to gym. When I met you, you used to look on hanging out with your mom.
Yeah.
You don't do that stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I'm subconsciously going to go and find someone that does do that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And so the key then is just take back your values, or to prevent it from happening in the first place, understand your value. And when you understand your value, that's where you find your worth, and that's where you find your self-worth. But a lot of the time, people and kids, you know, come from families where, you know, it's bred into them to make other people more important than them. You know, it's bred into them. They watch it. They have a father who gave up his whole life for the kids. So the father made the kids more important than the father. And people think that that's an honorable thing. No, it's the fucking worst thing you can do to a kid. Because first off, the kid will feel indebted to you his whole life and like he can never pay that debt back. Now he's fucked. That's why he hands up his dreams and aspirations. The second thing is that the kid will then see that, okay, if that's what you're meant to do in life. You're meant to make your children more important than you. Mm. And what that does is that the kid looks at the father and then sees that the father values other people over and above himself. So the father has no self-worth. Mm-hmm. And so therefore the kids are born into these relationships, and then you watch these relationship cycles happen over and over and over again, and you think this is a fucking lineage thing. This has gone on for years, you know, for centuries, millennia, bloodlines. And so, you know, really what the most important thing to understand is that you never fall in love with another person. You fall in love with yourself and you meet at your value systems. Mm-hmm. And when you fall in love with yourself and you understand your values, you will attract someone else that falls in love with themselves, because birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
And that's a vibration game.
Yeah.
You know, that's a vibration game. There's nothing more repulsive to a woman than a man who comes in, who's strong, independent, has his own business, and within 6 months is unemployed, sitting on the couch, and wants to know where she's going every night. There's fucking nothing more repulsive. But ultimately, 6 months later, he's not the person that she met.
Yeah.
And all that poor bloke needs to do is actually understand who he is and what living his values actually gives him and allows him to feel energetically in his heart about himself, and energetically in his heart about how he expresses himself and walks into this energetic environment that he lives in, you know?
So then what is the practical side of it? If that has happened and you've perceived a betrayal, then what's the practicality of coming back together and repairing? And I think the biggest thing, and this is one of the big things I'm insistent on when I talk about people in terms of parenting, but it's a general thing anyway. It's every relationship. I think the biggest and the best thing that you can do is repair. And what I mean by that is understand what your part that you've played in the scenario,
right,
and communicate that.
Right.
And what's happening here is that the betrayal is a severe lack of communication.
Yeah.
Because...
But you have to understand, people will go, yeah, but I talk to him all the time.
People don't understand what actual communication
is. That's right.
They're speaking just from their mouth. They're not speaking from their heart.
Yeah.
And they're not speaking their truth. We just had a relationship event not long ago, and one of the girls said, yeah, but I tell him that, you know, these are my values. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You use words, but you don't communicate. You don't speak from a place why it's so important for you. And you're just saying it, expecting him to understand, but you are not doing the work to connect with who you truly are, why it's important for you, and why it means so much to you. So people just speak from their mouth instead of from their actual heart, and I 100% get that. But the work in there is the communication. And if it hasn't happened before, oftentimes, and I've seen it a lot with some of our clients, it's oftentimes the betrayal assists you to go to that place. It's the catalyst for, oh, something was wrong here and we let it go by instead of, and that's not to take away from anybody's responsibility, anybody's choices, whatever it is, but it's like we did this. We let this happen so that neither of us we stopped communicating and we stopped doing X, Y, Z in the relationship. And as a result, we've had a situation that's occurred that has that's either forcing us to step away to take our values back or come together to take our values back. Either way, you're pushed to take your values back. You're pushed to see who you are as a person. You're pushed to own your self-worth. You're pushed to love yourself and communicate from a place of certainty and awareness, as opposed to expectation that the other person's job is to... Nobody else's job is to make you feel enough. It's only your job to do that. And the other person's role in the relationship is to solidify it, consolidate it, but not to do it. And the practicality then is really taking back your values and making sure that you communicate in accordance with your values. And the work that I've done with a couple of the people that over the years, especially in the last few years that I've been working with, it's like both parties, but particularly the person who perceives that they've been betrayed, wants to hoard it over the other person, wants to stay in the relationship but hoard it over the other person. I'm like, you've got to make a choice. Are you going to let this be a thing that gets in the way, or are you going to let this be a thing that you can learn from and grow from, and therefore the behaviour that led to that has to shift on both sides, but the behaviour that led to that has to shift. And if I've got expectations and my partner's not meeting those expectations, it's because perhaps I've got an unrealistic expectation and it's too much pressure on the other person. And I've got this, and a lot of times people crystal ball it. They like, and I know I used to be this like this years and years ago. I'd be like, well, they mustn't love me if they don't understand X, Y, Z about me. And somehow they were magically meant to understand what I was thinking in my mind. Do you know what I mean? Instead of actually, no, this is an open, upfront, adult relationship where we can communicate our values and what's important to us. Not have these unrealistic expectations and expect the other person to just understand. And if they don't meet this ideal of what I've got like sorted out in my head that they don't know anything about, then obviously they don't love me.
But do you, and I think it's a really important point there. Relationships are a business deal. Now, I've been saying this for years. Relationships are a business deal. And what does that mean? Well, you have to understand there's the business end of relationships, which is the value systems. And people go, but he, you know, I've been communicating to him. But you're, when you're communicating to someone about their relationships and you're talking to them and you feel as if you're not being listened to, the problem is that you're not, you think to be heard is something that happens from the partner back to you.
Yeah.
But to be heard is actually what is where you have heard yourself.
Correct.
And when you hear yourself and you understand what a value, like if when you fully are able to articulate to yourself clearly what hanging out with the girls actually gives you,
mm-hmm.
and you are fully able to articulate it to yourself to the point where you feel, oh my God, this is so fucking important for me mm-hmm. as a man or as a woman. This is so important to me. And then you sit down with your partner and he's been saying to you, oh, you know, I don't want you going out with the girls. Why are you always going out? You sit down with your partner and you articulate to your partner what that gives you. He will only go, how can I question that? Because he understands how that vitalizes you, nurtures you, and allows you to be the woman or be the man that you are.
Mm.
And when you do that, you realize, holy shit, I had this expectation that he knew that. I had this expectation because of how I was when I came home or how I was when I was around them that he knew that.
Mm.
But if he doesn't know that, he's probably thinking, holy fuck, these girls are giving you something that I can't give you.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel insecure. So I have to get you to get rid of those girls. Or these guys are giving you something, honey, that I can't give you. So now I need to get rid of those guys out of his life.
Mm.
But when your job is that, when Ange sees insecurities, feels insecure, I always sit down with her and I say, okay, tell me what you're feeling insecure about. And then I explain to her what it gives to me to have that. And then she goes, oh, okay, I understand now.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, understanding, the actual word means standing under the light of your own intelligence and wisdom and being able to articulate that onto the world. That's what understanding means, standing under the light of your soul and saying, thank you, I love you. And so having an understanding for yourself means that you say, thank you, I love you to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're able to say, thank you, I love you to yourself, you realize that that's no one else's job.
Mm-hmm.
No one else's job is to love you. Your job is to love you and create spaces where you and your partner can have loving moments and loving times together.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, your partner cannot make you love you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You have to love you.
Yeah. So I think ultimately it comes down to the knowing of yourself and the communication of who you are.
Right.
And the betrayal, there may be people that just... You know, it happens. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, how do you... The only person you can deal with is yourself.
Yeah, like and the thing is, like, it is... Like, it's... I get it. It's so fucking devastating for some people.
Yeah.
It's so traumatizing for some people. If they don't do the work on it straight away, which is what we help people do all the time, they don't do the work on it straight away, it can fuck a person's life
for
the whole of their lives.
But this is really with everything that we do. The life will happen to you and things happen to you when you don't have awareness of your own growth and your own potential for growth.
Mm-hmm.
When you get stuck in patterns and cycles, life, unless you are emotionally intelligent enough to go, right, I need to do something about this because this is happening. Do you know what I mean? Because people feel betrayal on lots of levels all the time. It doesn't have to be this whole thing of they've gone and cheated on me. Mm. It can be just they don't understand that all I'm looking for is to bring me my coffee in the morning. Or
yeah.
they don't understand that all I'm asking is just to be heard yeah, right yeah. now, not to be fixed. Or they don't understand that I just want to be supported. Like, there's lots of levels of that. But overall, it can never, ever be something that comes from the outside. If you don't have that emotional awareness, yeah. then life will feed back to you outside of you in whatever form it's going to take in order for you to grow. So my recommendation is when life happens, it's like ask yourself the question, what is it showing me that I wasn't prepared to see beforehand?
Yeah.
What is this example that I thought this I would never have thought this, what is this showing me that I would never have seen without this happening to me?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like I always try to, the four what's, you know, how is this empowering me? How is it enabling me? What is it teaching me? What is it showing me? And I get when you're in the emotion of it, it's asking those questions is not easy, you know, yeah. but it's easier than staying in a shit spot, you know, and staying in the drama and the trauma and all the emotion that hangs around there.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing an exercise, you know, reaching out to, was there anybody else, but reaching out and having somebody help you to fucking get your ass through that is a really, really wise move because that's
having a breakthrough on it.
Yeah. How many people do we meet, right? How many people do we meet and the affair that their mother had has completely traumatized the child, or the affair that the grandmother had or the grandfather had has completely traumatized the child that's sitting
because
in front
the
of
trauma, you. The perceived trauma carries on because the lessons have not been learned, yeah, and so yeah. the cycles just continue.
Yeah.
So the ultimate thing is know who you are.
Yeah.
And work towards understanding and having that self-awareness,
yeah.
regardless of whether it's happened to you or not, regardless of what type of relationship you're in. It's like getting clear with who you are and what your values yeah. are, and communicating in relationship.
Yeah, which is just falling in love with yourself.
Yeah,
fucking go. What have you got to
Stop
lose?
Focusing on the other, just falling.
And it's
yourself.
Never your partner's job. Like you have to understand, it's not your partner's job to make you feel enough.
No.
Fuck no. no, because nobody wants that fucking burden. No. If somebody comes to me and goes, you know, you just think, ugh, you know, yeah. that's not my fucking job. Yeah. Fuck off.
But that people hear that and go, oh, well, then what is your partner's job is there and supporting you and da-da. But understanding that it's your responsibility.
Yeah.
Like they're there as the support. They're not there as the carrier of that burden.
Yeah, the person you get to lean on.
You get
know?
To just fall apart and not take any responsibility yourself for that. Yeah.